Dairy farming has long been one of the largest sectors of the New England region's rural economy and one of the nation's most highly subsidized industries. Still, many small family-run dairy farms have failed in recent years. Those that have managed to survive, sometimes just barely, have done so with a mix of technology and determination.
Kibbutz! 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 Kibbutz!
That's 10-year-old Jacob Mills calling the cows in from the meadows for their twilight milking. That call, or something very much like it, has been heard on this 161-hectare farm ever since Jake's ancestor bought this land in 1839. While Jacob guides the cows into their stalls, he explains that he may want to become a farmer himself.
I kind of want to be a farmer because I like to be out in nature more than, like, in a house. And you get to do a lot of stuff, like clean the barn and bale hay, stack hay.
And, of course, you've got to know cows. With a sure and gentle hand, Jacob attaches the metal suction devices that convey their milk through a pipeline and into a shiny steel tank in one of the barn's side rooms. Meanwhile, in the sprawling white farmhouse next door, Catherine Beatty, Jacob's 84-year-old grandmother, is setting out a huge homemade meal of ham, corn, milk, biscuits, macaroni, fresh fruit pie, and coffee. Ms. Beatty notes that there have been mouths to feed on this farm ever since it opened, but that almost everything else has changed.
Just technology and advancement, better breeding, better cattle. When they first came onto this farm, they probably made butter. I know they did. And then we started shipping milk. And then it was in cans, and now it was a bulk tank, and that's the way things change. You get a lot better quality product, too, and that makes a big difference. It's cool quicker, that's one thing, and it isn't exposed to the air. It goes directly in a pipeline.
The extended family is now seated at the dinner table.
I do feel strongly about farming. I think it's something in your blood. Agriculture is very important for our world. If we don't have good agriculture, then how are we going to feed our people?
That's Catherine's daughter, Gilly, who turns 49 today. She remembers what a close-knit farming community this once was. She especially recalls the annual acorn roast with a bonfire every year on Diamond Hill behind the house.
Sometimes we have like 30 people. Sometimes we've had as many as a couple hundred one time. Just anyone who wants to come can come. And then there used to be on the next hill over an old elm tree that you used to be able to see. What, all from all over town? My grandfather, their father, would say, if you could see the elm tree, then you'd never be lost. But that died with the Dutch elm disease, I guess, that struck all the elm trees.
Most of the dairy farms that once lay in the valleys below that elm have disappeared as well. Back in 1950, there were 40 or 50 in the township. Today, there are 8. There are several reasons for this. First, it's hard for a small dairy farmer to compete economically with the larger factory farms. Also, the once abundant farmland of Vermont is being sold off, mostly to develop it for housing, and that's dramatically raising taxes for the farmers who want to stay. Both Catherine Beatty and her sister Alice Hafner regret those trends.
It'll be all houses. Instead of cattle in the field, it'll be houses.
I hate to see what's happening to Vermont because we're losing a lot of the beauty of the state. The land, the fields, the forest, the animals. That, to me, is what made Vermont. I know people have to have a place to live. I'm not that unaware of what's going on, but our population is growing.
And they've got to make a decision whether they want to keep it unique or whether it wants to be all developed.
You look sort of sad listening to all.
No, I'm not sad. I was very happy that I was born and brought up on a farm because I always felt that I learned good values. I was taught to work, but you had a good time doing it because you worked together, you shared. The other thing that you learned was to get along with your neighbors. If there was a need, you tried to fill it as best that you could, and it was a good basis for an adult life.
For now, there continues to be a niche for small farms like the Beatty's. Despite their success, the economic pressures on Vermont's small dairy producers continue to grow. It's an open question whether the deep connection these New England farmers have traditionally had with their animals and their land can be sustained.